Imogen Stewart and Brian Grogan, you're an Irish Jesuit, Brian, and you're great friends with the wonderful Imogen Stewart, the artist. And we're here in the RDS with your beehive cell, Imogen. Tell me about it and why you have it here at the World Meeting of Families in Dublin.
Thank you, first of all, what you said just now. And what I want to say really is I'm terribly thrilled and delighted that the beehive cell has this place here, because it's something totally Irish and it is meant for meditation. That's the way the monks used it, that's the way they lived on Skellig Michael and the west of Ireland, and it is a good thing that people are aware of this, because it is so Irish. And
Made it? You designed it, Imogen?
I designed it. Took me 10 years to find a place how it could be built. 10 years, because when I saw it first, I only made a maquette, of course. Then I went to New York, and I had a connection with the... I met somebody from the New York Times, the chief editor, and I had really good chances from the beginning, but it wasn't built that time. And then eventually I found in Ballinar it was built by a wonderful teacher. I hope he's coming here to see it.
It's amazing. Brian, have many people been going in and out? I see you're talking to the people as they come along. They can actually go in and sit and pray and meditate inside.
I've been working here since 9 o'clock this morning, and there's been an unbroken group of people coming in. And what we're doing is we're inviting each person not just to look at it, though it's totally beautiful and it's one of the great exhibits of this whole Congress, but to sit inside, to close the door. We have a tiny little candle inside, and we have a few ideas about how to settle down and pray. And then we also have an egg timer, which gives people 3 minutes on their own, and they know they won't be interrupted for 3 minutes. Well, to see their faces when they come out, it would make you weep with joy. They're so grateful.
Oh, wonderful.
They're so grateful.
Oh, I'm so happy about it, that it has that, that people see the reaction to it, and also what a future it has. It will have a future now.
And not alone that, a number of people have said to me, can I buy it? And are there other ones around?
Yeah.
Whereas this is unique in all the world. I do hope that we'll do something about reproducing these in some way.
I have Norwegian grandchildren, and they are builders in wood, and I hope this can be reproduced.
Yeah.
But it will be a difficult, expensive, and important piece, and only in very special places, of course, too.
But it would be beautiful to have something like this around the world, because it's a place of prayer that could unite people of all faiths and none.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree.
And one of the beautiful things here is that couples go in together, even though there's only one chair.
Yeah.
And families of up to six can fit in there, and they're quite happy to be in there praying together, or just being in silence together.
How lovely.
So
it's beautiful.
It's just extraordinary. It's responding to some deep need in people to let go of their anxiety and their worries and their cares and just to be.
Yeah.
And I've just written a book called The Mysticism of Laudato Si.
Yeah.
And it's the same. People find that the material used and the way in which you've used it just brings them straight to God.
Yeah. No, wonderful. This is all sounds really...
Yeah.
I like hearing all this, what now Father Brian has said.
Yeah. And what wood is it, Imogen?
Well, this one is cedar wood.
Cedar wood very biblical.
Is, of course, ideal, you see.
Yeah.
That was used by Noah. I mean, it goes back a few thousand years.
Yeah. It should last.
Yeah, and but I don't know. I hope we will be able to use cedar wood the way we are used it. But cedar wood is now much more a commercial thing, and they are doing... Well, I mean, I'm a person who works in wood. I'm at the moment a little bit skeptical. But I think it can be built also. I talked to my Norwegian grandchild, and he said he thinks with good Norwegian wood, it could be built as well.
And as we're talking here, I've just counted about 20 people all waiting for an opportunity to come in.
Isn't it marvelous?
I mean, you wouldn't get that in many churches today.
No, so not at all.
It's something about coming back to nature and seeing the mystery and the mystical dimension of nature.
And the beauty. It's the stunningly beautiful.
Yeah. And I have talked with and explained to people about the scallops.
Yeah.
Do you want to say a word about the scalloping of the the wood?
Well, I mean, the scalloping is inside and outside. Even that is a part of meditation which they done in the school. It was a VEC school who built it then.
In Ballina.
Wonderful teacher called Seamus Kelly. He has retired now.
Yes, I was explaining how you did the scalloping.
Well, the scalloping is the thing that takes, of course, a lot of time. I remember my professor in Berlin. In Berlin, he was, before I became a student of his in Bavaria, he was there 25 years. All his students started first. They had to do several meters of scalloping to learn that. You learn your wood carving that way. But it is not easy. It looks on cedar wood very, very good.
People are very impressed by it, even to touch it. People are touching it now.
Otherwise, it would be a carpentry straight job.
Yes,
it's so nice. It's inside and outside scallop, you see. Yeah.
And for people who are using their imagination, it's like loads of little leaves almost incarved into the wood. It's beautiful. Absolutely amazing.
And the smell of the wood.
Wonderful, yeah.
People are always commenting on that.
No, it was on the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
And that people remarked on that.
Yes, and then it went to the airport then in the concourse of the airport.
Yeah, that's
right. And then people wondering what happened is it went to Knock, where unfortunately it was lodged in the museum because they didn't know what to do with it. But it's an interactive piece.
Absolutely.
It's to be used, it's to be enjoyed, it's to allow for your own conversion, that kind of thing. And then it went from there to Maynooth.
Yes, it went for safety to Maynooth. And then, thank God, I got it out of Maynooth, because in Maynooth, the few novices there didn't really use it.
Yeah,
it was there
understood.
In a hall. It was in a cold place.
Yeah.
But they did do that lovely base.
And so we're moving it over to Knock. But at the moment, if people want to find it, they'll find it in Kylemore in the Benedictine
for the time
church.
Being, yeah.
There.
Beautiful.